It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time, Brock Hunter. Hey, Johnny Greaser making another appearance on the After Show podcast.
Yeah. You know, the bathroom was full, so I figured...
just drop a turd in here?
Yeah, might as well.
He's got his avocado shirt on, looking hot.
Very special After Show podcast. It's Hunter's birthday today, so
we're
going to drop his pants and give him a bunch of birthday spankings.
Yeah.
Drop those pants,
you know,
bro.
I'm still waiting for my birthday spankings.
Yeah?
I don't think you gave me any.
You can't handle it, Johnny.
You said you were going to do open hand.
You can't handle it, Johnny Greaser.
Come on.
Bare bottom.
Oh, thanks. Come on in here for a second. For God's sakes. We got the coast in this.
The whole coast crew, Johnny and Steph.
What up?
What's going on? Hey, we're doing the After Show podcast, but we were talking about Hunter's birthday spankings.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Is the lobster giving you some?
Yeah, lobsters.
Fucking hate that stupid lobster.
No, the lobster's going to fist you.
You guys can swear on this podcast?
Yeah, we swear on our podcast.
The lobster is going to just like flat hand fist you.
Oh.
More of like a credit card swipe.
Yeah.
Like 34 of those.
I like it.
Oh, it hurts.
Good luck with that. That's not pleasant.
No.
He's got little feelers on him, too. Watch out for that.
Yeah.
You don't know where those are going
to
go.
Right. To be fair, though. The hand jibber that guy could give you. He's got like 9 different hands.
His job before he came here was a fluffer.
Yeah. He was a professional
fluffer.
A whole
new meaning to the claw.
Is that why he has that one bad eye? Yeah. That one lazy eye? Ow, man.
Was it Peter Norris' birthday?
Wasn't wearing goggles that day. Yeah, wasn't working out.
Put a hole right through his head. Aren't you glad you came in here?
This is great. I don't even know what to say right now.
We talked about hand jibbers, getting a load in the eye, and Hunter said, fuck already.
This is disgusting.
Here we go. Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast.
Wait, so that's all your topic today?
No. Oh. It's what we started off with. No, today the topic is a 5-Fact Friday. Mm-hmm. So we do 5 facts, 5 opinions. The reason we did that is because we were tired of thinking of topics.
Wait, so do you want one more person in here for fifth opinion?
Sure.
We got the lobster.
We do 5 facts, and then we give an opinion on each fact.
Yeah, the lobster's in here. You're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Damn lobster. But he doesn't say anything. He just goes...
is he like Kenny from South Park?
Yeah. Dude, this is the perfect first fact.
Right.
Red Lobster ran an all-you-can-eat crab promotion in 2003 and wound up taking a $3.3 million loss because they seriously underestimated how much people can eat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, that makes sense. I used to work for Darden, which was for Longhorn Steakhouse, and Red Lobster was connected to them at one point, and then they like kicked him off because they're like, "Get out of here! You're ruining our business."
It's amazing what restaurants will do to get customers in. Mm-hmm. But you got to know when it comes to crab, people are going to go ham on that.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to go crazy with
the crab.
Ham on the crab.
They're going to go ham on the crab.
Red Lobster.
They're going to go straight turkey on the crab. All right. When's the last time you've been to a Red Lobster? Anyone?
It's been like a couple years or so.
It's been a long time.
But I miss those cheesy like biscuits. Oh.
Somebody got shot at the last one.
The one that was here?
Yeah.
Of course they did.
They were trying to get the LA Canadian crab.
Give me them goddamn crab legs! Pow, pow, pow! Bitch, better have my crab legs.
You could just fight back with the crab legs.
Yeah, there you go.
I got you. I pinched.
One man was stabbed in the eye with a crab leg. You can get the Cheddar Bay biscuit mix at Walmart.
I saw that. Yep. Ooh,
and
so
it is
good,
but you can screw it up, so just be
warned. My mama just make homemade.
Oh, mama just make homemade.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, mama make homemade Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Yeah. Mama say,
have some of my Cheddar Bay biscuits.
The medulla.
Blancata. Fact number two, opinion number two. George Washington went shopping early on July 4th, 1776, before the Declaration of Independence was signed.
No kidding. Hit the gap up. Huh?
That's right.
He's like, I gotta get a new wig.
I need new pantaloons for this signing.
Yes, I doth proclaim I cannot sign in these pantaloons. His expense report from the day includes veal, beets, potatoes, and a broom.
A broom?
He bought a broom.
Well, it definitely wasn't a toothbrush.
No.
All right. Yeah.
All those wooden teeth.
His teeth weren't wooden.
What were they?
Cow's teeth.
They were, I think they were actual dead person's teeth.
Yeah,
I think so.
I thought somebody
did they just
said,
like jam them up in there. Yeah. Or something
I thought
the
at
time?
One
like,
point they had like not it was like a combination between like cow's teeth and a couple other teeth that had been whittled down. So normal size cow size teeth. Whittled down into tiny teeth.
You know what? We're going to put an end to this right now.
Wait, oh my God. Why didn't they keep those teeth the same? That would have been quite the smile.
Could you imagine?
He's like, I can't close my mouth.
Some massive teeth.
Like the guy in Something About Mary?
Yeah.
Just those huge-ass chompers. What were George Washington's teeth made out of?
And while he's looking this up, old guys, if you're out there listening to this and you have fake dentures, you're not fooling anybody. Those things stick out and they're way too white.
You can tell and they pop out sometimes, too.
What do you got?
Mouthful of
Chiclets.
You got
to get that good polygrip.
That's why I told my boyfriend he needs to get better polygrip when I'm making out with him. In fact, Washington had multiple sets of dentures, and they were made of ivory, metal, alloys, and most disturbingly, the teeth of other humans, quite possibly slaves.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Look, here's that's the actual dentures.
You know what would have been better is if he would have taken a tooth from every person that he killed
in the
Revolutionary War.
Kind of like a scalp, but a tooth.
The leaders of our country.
Everybody else is scalping. I'm just taking a pair of pliers and yanking teeth out.
Here comes old Chattery George Washington with his necklace full of dentures.
They call him the dentist.
The dentist. If they don't make, they made Abraham Lincoln the vampire slayer. If they don't make George Washington the dentist, an action film coming in 2020, that would be
They
amazing.
Made The Patriot with Mel Gibson. They could do the.
And then what it does is it pans in on him, and it's him looking at the camera. I guess it's 2:30.
Nice.
Or what time is it, George? 2:30. There you go.
Ding. And you know who's going to play him?
Who?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, of course.
The greatest actor
of our
time.
And he's actually going to wear other people's teeth in his mouth. Because he's a method actor.
He is a method actor.
Fact number three, opinion number three. John Mayer has a song called Love is a Verb, where he uses the word love 17 times, all as a noun. You dumbass John Mayer.
Good thing you're pretty.
He's like,
a verb.
He's like, you know what? I'm an amazing guitarist. No one needs to care about this.
No, no. These dumb broads aren't going to know that it's a noun. Noun is a person, place, or thing. Remember
John
that old
Mayer?
Song?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Is he still out doing stuff?
He's still playing.
He's
don't
on tour right now.
Is he really?
Yeah.
No joke. Good thing we had the
He was a big deal there for a while.
He was. God, the ladies loved him some John Mayer.
Yeah, what do you think about John Mayer?
He makes the one
he's got a smooth voice, for sure.
Yeah. He makes the ugliest face when he plays guitar.
He does.
Okay.
He does the...
No, it's because it's like an orgasm face.
Yeah.
It's more like a...
Vinegar strokes?
No, it's more like I just smelled a fart.
Yeah.
Kind of face.
Maybe
like,
he's just... Maybe that's where he's getting all his power from. Just
sucking
out
a lemon.
Nice.
All right, there you go. Good one. Fact number four, opinion number four. Of the 10 highest grossing movies in U.S. history, Titanic is the only one that isn't part of a franchise. The other 9 movies have sequels out, have a sequel coming soon, or were sequels themselves.
Wow.
That was a dumb fact. Stupid fact.
Dumb fact. I'm leaving.
Are you saying they would do like a prequel or a sequel to that or something like that? Because what would that be? Like the sequel, everybody's dead.
The Titanic returns.
Before the Titanic.
Right.
Before the Titanic.
Yeah, they're going to make a sequel for Hamlet, right?
Are they really?
Yeah.
The play?
They made Hamlet 2. You ever saw that?
No. Is it Hamlet 2, Pig in a City?
Yes,
Pig in the City, right?
Yeah.
That's a sequel.
Classic.
Right? Classic. Great. All right, do you got time for one more?
If it's quick.
It's one more. Fact number five, opinion number five. CDs hold 74 minutes of music because when Sony and Philips were creating them, they wanted to make sure one disc could hold Beethoven's 9th Symphony.
Sorry, I cut you off. That's the reason?
Yeah, which comes in right around 74 minutes, so that's why they did it.
Dang.
That's
true.
They must not have known Tool is going to come out with a new album.
Yeah, 7 songs, 80 minutes long.
Oh, my God.
Seven songs.
I used to make a bunch of mixed CDs for everybody, and I would always want to get like 21 songs, 22 songs
right,
in a CD.
Come
and it sometimes wouldn't work out, though.
Would you delete a song to put in another song so it fits perfect?
Yep.
That is a lost art.
You like to fill it up. You really do.
We still have playlists now, but the lost art of making a badass mixed CD.
Oh, right?
Just download a bunch of songs off of LimeWire, just ruining your family computer.
Yep.
Spring Break makes O2, bro.
O2, bro!
We destroyed our gateway computer from back in the day from LimeWire.
You can see it smoking in the back of that colored,
son of a bitch.
Yeah, you got so many viruses. It's so bad when you got so many viruses and you try to turn it on and it just says,
not allowed.
By the way, thank you, LimeWire, for that O2 mix.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Seriously.
Got so much ass because of that mix.
But sometimes they snuck in those,
I'm leaving.
those weird formatted songs where you're like, what is this crap? Yeah. This is not a good quality.
Like, it's like a cover song. You're like, what is this?
I just spent like an hour downloading that. You gave me a virus and it wasn't even the right thing.
Come on, Napster. So much bandwidth. For God's sakes.
All right, I got to go too.
Hey, thanks for joining the podcast.
Happy birthday, Hunter.
Yeah, thank
you. Enjoy your day.
Say one swear word here on the podcast.
I already said son of a bitch.
There you go. Oh, no. All right, there you go. That's going to do it for a Friday. Five facts, five opinions for you. Don't forget to explore more on our website, WIRX.com, where you found the Plan B After Show podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.
Yeah.
That'll do it. All right, buddy. Well, hey, enjoy the rest of your birthday,
Thanks, man.
I hope it's a good one. Hope at least you get maybe like a birthday blowy or something like that.
Nah, I'm just going to go home and rub one out and...
No one loves me like me on my birthday. I know what I want. All right, everybody. We'll see you next time.